This is Paul from the band Chosen. You're listening to The Grind with Stacey Steele on punkradiocast.com.
That's right, The Grind's Calgary correspondent Stacey Steele bringing us an awesome interview in the second half of this show with Irish-Canadian metal band Chosen. A lot of times, you know, when you're in a band and you're trying to find a new member, there's all those different audition sort of meshing periods that you have to figure out if you can actually write with this person, if you can tour with them, let alone getting up and playing on stage for a few hours. You have to spend a lot of time with this person, so you want to make sure you get it right. And the guys in Chosen, they moved from Ireland to the metal hotbed of Vancouver, BC, Canada, in order to find themselves a singer. And we've got lots of interesting stuff from Chosen, along with some information on where they're headed next. Cross-Canadian tour on right now, and then they're going to head over back to Ireland and do some stuff, stir some shit up over there, and create some buzz. A lot of stuff on the show today. Before we get into the Chosen interview with Stacey Steele, we will be spinning some from the mailbox. We always have to dip into that because there's lots of great stuff coming your way that I think you guys need to know about. If you guys need to break it down and subcategorize it, the show itself is going to be a little bit of metal, a little bit of hardcore. It's definitely going to be in your face today. No problems with that, though. We have lots of stuff to throw at your eardrums, including in the From the Mailbox segment, a couple side projects from some well-established Canadian bands by the likes of Comeback Kid, Alexis on Fire, Monin, Six City. Maybe you guys have heard of these bands before. Hopefully you have, otherwise we have a lot of talking, we have a lot of education for you. A lot of stuff coming up in the grind in general. We have, I think we've got probably another 12 interviews already either lined up for the next couple weeks here, or the next month or so, or we've got a couple in the bag too that we just need to edit. Editing. Always lots of stuff. We have hopefully some downtime coming up when we can get some more of the video content that we've shot here and we've been promising you for the past few volumes. Get that up on the web for you. Up next, though, as you're listening to this, I am probably on my way en route to Edmonton to check out the Death by Stereo Strung Out, and this is a standoff event at the Starlight Lounge there. Big tour coming up from these guys. Also, they will be catching up with Poor Habit, as well as Only Crime, and I think No Use for a Name for some dates out in Eastern Canada. A lot of stuff to watch for there. We're bringing you all of the coverage from that, as well as just, I should really, again, stop talking. It's been a while. I'm talking over a track from Chosen. This is probably the lightest thing that you'll hear on the show today. The song is called Muerto, but let's change things up a little bit here. Brand new song from a brand new album from my buddies down in LA. Band's called The Syncope Threshold. The album coming out in 10 days on Razor Heart Records. Check it out on the web, myspace.com/TST band. Album is called Tale of the Complex Circuit, and this one coming up is called The Conchoid of Truth in Blood. The Syncope Threshold on The Grind, volume 43.
Just
Conchoid of Truth in Blood, that was the Syncope Threshold. I have to apologize, that really wasn't the best quality version of the song that I could have played. I decided very last minute that I would include that song, so I just kind of ripped it off of MySpace. My apologies to the TST guys. If I had have been a little bit more organized on today's show, I would have dropped you a line and we could have had a good quality MP3, but what can I say? I was excited, so I kind of jumped the gun. Let's get into From the Mailbox. Our first band up also has a brand new album coming out on Small Man Records. Monolith is the name of the album. It is out May 26th from some members of Comeback Kid, Sick City, and Figure 4. The band's name is Sights and Sounds. They are going on a big tour to celebrate this. Weight of the World Tour 2009 with Misery Signals, Haste the Day, Dead and Divine, and Architects. Kicking off on the 19th of May in Guelph, Ontario. Working their way out to the West Coast and then back to the East again. We'll be catching up one part along the way, doing some interviews with them. This right now, though, Sights and Sounds with Storm and the Sun. Brand new single on the grind. Their debut album, May 26th, is when it's coming out. Monolith is the name of it. That was Sights and Sounds with Storm and the Sun. Great new band. Check them out at myspace.com/sightsandsounds, or you can head over to smallmanrecords.com. Find out some more info there. there's 27 dates on this Weight of the World Tour. It's probably coming to an area near you. And if you're lucky enough, if you're in the Toronto area, the 25th of June, they're going to be playing a one-off show with Propagandy in Toronto. So look for that. Let's get up to another track. This is Sights and Sounds, Reconcile, off of their brand new one. Check it out on The Grind. And Sounds with Reconcile off of their new one. More stuff with Sights and Sounds coming up in a future volume of The Grind. We'll have an interview with them, as well as Architects and maybe some other bands from the Weight of the World Tour. Watch The Grind's MySpace page, myspace.com/Burnside780. If you're doing the Facebook thing, search The Grind on Punk Radio Cast, and you'll find us on there as well. And then you can find out when that interview and show will be hitting the punkradiocast.com airwaves. Until then, though, we have lots more stuff coming your way today in Volume 43, including another Canadian band, a side project for some other well-established Canadian bands. A lot of mystery around these guys. The band's name is Hunter. www.whoishunter.ca. You'll find some interesting things about this next band. This is Hunter with Channel Hopping. Channel Hopping, that was Hunter, and I guess I'll break some of the mystery here. Hunter contains members of Alexis on Fire and Monin. If you're fans of those bands, you may already know about Hunter. If not, now you do. Great stuff. Channel Hopping, that last song, as well as the next one we're going to be playing, both available on a 7-inch being released June 16th on Dynalone Records. That 7-inch is called 4, and I'm told there's going to be a second 7-inch coming out later this summer, also on Dynalone, called 8. And both of those will be available for digital download. So head over to Dynalone Records or myspace.com/Hunter is a band to find out more info on these guys. Find out exactly who from Alexis on Fire and from Monin are in this band, as well as some great other musicians contributing to this. This is Hunter. Last one up from them. This is Self Pity is a Waste of Time from the Mailbox on the Grind. That was Hunter with Self Pity is a Waste of Time. Another heavy Ontario band that is going on tour right away here. Across Canadian tour, if my eyes do not deceive me. Band's name is Your Last Sunrise. Check them out at myspace.com/yourlastsunriseband. The song we're playing for you right now is Touring. Broken, wonder, still you cannot feel it. Linguish, perish, still you cannot see it. Tell me, teach me, how goes it this feeling? Won't be happy if you told me something. No! What can I think anymore? Oh. What can I take anymore? It's coming closer. It's coming.
feelings, with which perish. Still you cannot see it. Tell me, teach me, how to see this feeling. I'll be happy if you show me something. Yeah.
Torrid from Your Last Sunrise. I was incorrect before the song. I said they were going on a cross-Canadian tour. They have all the amount of dates of a cross-Canadian tour, but they are going to be distributing that between Ontario and the East Coast. So lots of great shows there. If you are east of Toronto, you're going to definitely be able to check these guys out, including a show with this next from the Mailbox Band tomorrow, actually, in Oshawa, Ontario, Saturday, May 16th, playing in their hometown. This is On Burning Shores, Common Ground.
Run!
five-piece progressive hardcore from Oshawa, Ontario, that was On Burning Shores with a song called Common Ground. That's actually the title track off of an upcoming EP release that they will have available for sale online very, very soon. A couple more songs from that EP up next for you on The Grind. Check it all out, myspace.com/onburningshores. Dare to Try, that is On Burning Shores. Check out their MySpace page, check them out on the web, find out when that EP is going to be on sale, find out where they're playing in and around Ontario. They've got a few dates listed right now. More dates to come, one more song to come from On Burning Shores. This is End of Ignorance.
Judge me and mine. Run away.
great stuff there. That is On Burning Shores with End of Ignorance. We have one more band left for you in this segment of From the Mailbox, Volume 43 of the show, before we get into Stacey Steele's interview segment with Chosen. A lot of music coming up in that as well from Chosen. This last band here actually opened up for Chosen when they played in Calgary. Calgary band called We Found the Body. Some great five-piece metal. Let's get into the first track. This is called The Human Waste.
Yeah!
That was The Human Waste from Calgary band We Found the Body. You can head over to myspace.com/WFTB Music and find out some dates that they have listed up there. A lot of Calgary dates with some awesome bands coming through there, actually. Check it all out. Let's get another one going. This is We Found the Body with A Single Spark on The Grind's Metal.
Yeah.
that was We Found the Body with A Single Spark. Now, my sources tell me that these guys were recently offered a position on a compilation with Meshuggah, Soilwork, Misery Signals, Bleeding Through, and a whole bunch of other big acts. And that CD will be available throughout the Slayer Tour, the Ozfest, and the Warped Tour. That's pretty goddamn good exposure, I have to say. Let's get into one more. This one's a longer one from them, but you know what? Because they opened up for Chosen, and because we're going to lead it into the Chosen segment, we're going to let it go for a little bit. This is another rippin' tune from We Found the Body. This one's called Eviscerate the Night.
We'll be right back.
Eviscerate the Night. That was We Found the Body. That wraps up the From the Mailbox segment in volume 43 of the show. But we are not done, my friends. We have that interview with Stacey Steele and Chosen coming up right now. Let's get into a Chosen track. This is Materialized off of an upcoming release. Chosen on the Grind.
Take off the blindfold, see what you've done. Lay in the sand, spit the sun. I am taking off the metal face one. Fell in me, let's get in the front. But everything's gone when you die in the end. Possessions with you and your dead. Born alone, die alone, buy what you will. Can't gain anything, simple and true. Everything's gone when you die in the end. You can't take possessions with you and your dead. Broken and bankrupt, never casualty. Materialized world of poison from death.
Yeah. This is Stacey Steele on The Grind for Punk Radio Cast. I'm in Calgary hanging out with the guys from Chosen. How are you guys doing tonight?
Excellent.
Good. Awesome. So what brings you to Calgary?
Well, the second date of our tour. Third date, actually. Third date, yeah. We sort of count the last one we did in Vancouver. It is technically the first date, but...
And it was actually the first thing we booked on the Canadian tour as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got, yeah.
That's Calgary for you. This is like a full Canadian tour for you guys on your way back home to Ireland. Is that correct?
Yes.
What are you expecting from this?
Well, it's our very first tour as a band. We've played gigs in our own country, like Ireland, so this is going to be a first outing for us, so we're prepared for any new experiences. But
what do you want to accomplish before you all move back home?
Same thing we got in Vancouver, you know, the same warm reception we received while we were there.
Yeah. We want our van to make it the whole way. More than anything.
Yeah.
The Canadian spring is very volatile. It's been a while since most of you have been back home in Ireland. Have you guys had a lot of pressure to go back?
Well, in ways, like, we haven't played a show there in 3 years because we spent a year looking for a vocalist, and in order to get one, we decided to make a move to Canada to find one. So, you know, we kind of went off the radar for a while in Ireland, and we still have a lot of people that like us over there, but as I said, it'll be 3 years when we get there with Johnny, you know. Mm-hmm. For our first gig in Ireland in 3 years, so it'd be like a different sort of idea, you know, the scene has changed a lot since though. But yeah, we've got people looking forward to seeing us when we get home as well, and we're looking forward to playing.
Yep. How long ago did you get picked up as a singer?
A year ago.
About a year ago?
Just a year, yeah.
You're having a good time?
Yeah, it's great. The lads are good.
What does a new member bring to the collective as a group as a whole in a band for you guys? Especially being different from a
vocalist
different country.
Is
different
also, vocalists. You know, any new member, but especially a vocalist, I think, because Johnny is our front man, so it's definitely like it's a new era for the band in that kind of way.
Mm-hmm. From the completeness to the band, like we were.
Let's have some new arrivals since you guys have joined as a band together. Positive things have happened to you so far?
Well, for one, getting to visit another country.
Absolutely.
And getting to find a vocalist and a guy like Johnny. And getting to live in a city like Vancouver for a year. I mean, it's spectacular. So, like, I mean, we played a lot of good shows there, great attendances, a lot of good feedback, and it's been our home for the last year, so.
I gotta say, like, Kamloops was wicked. That was our first one out, and we played on a Tuesday night, and it was like a Saturday night. It was
great show.
Great response.
Kamloops is a great place to play. What venue were you playing at there?
Poe Mahone's.
An Irish bar.
Yeah, it was perfect. So.
You guys have toured a little bit already. What makes your tours different, say, in Ireland and in the UK compared to Canada? What parts do you find stay the same with touring?
Distances, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
Canada's such a vast country. One of the big differences will be the amount of travel we have to put in, but this is our first tour. We've done maybe 2 gigs back to back in Ireland, but that's about it. So doing, you know, 16 dates is going to be quite a stretch, but it's going to be good fun.
Yeah,
you're doing 16 solid days straight,
stretched over 4 weeks, I guess. Yeah, which is a good thing. I don't think we've last 16 solid dates.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the best show you've ever played.
Best show we ever played.
Yeah,
it's a very tough question.
Most memorable.
Yeah,
we did a death tribute gig there.
To Chuck, yeah.
To Death, with Death, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we played an album, Symbolic, from start to finish, and that was, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do it.
Did you get a lot of feedback? Did you get a lot of really good responses?
We got everything. I mean, we packed the Cobalt, people, you know, we were nervous, we were doing it with one guitarist and this and that. And, you know, it's a different ballgame kind of to go up and play a whole set of covers, you know, and to play an album, but it was amazing. Like, the feedback was brilliant, we got a live review, it was just, everything about it was great. Yeah. It has to be the most memorable, and the biggest relief of pressure, because worked so hard.
Yeah,
to do
we got
it.
A good schooling on all our instruments.
Yeah.
What's one of the craziest things you guys have done in order to get to a show, like going through the Canadian winter, or?
The best one had to be in the Halloween one where we all dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
We were asked to dress up, and only like...
It was a costume party.
Yeah.
Played in
Coquitlam. Yeah. We all kind of dressed up, and then like we were kind of the only ones that were like overly dressed.
We were the only band that dressed up on the bill. And we were outrageous.
Religious figures.
Yeah.
A devil, a priest, a nun, and Jesus.
Yeah.
And a metal band on stage.
Proof to be found online.
We drove to the show and dressed up as well. So
that's lovely.
I lost my nun outfit by the end of it.
Yeah.
And then somebody put rabbit ears on me. Yeah. There's some footage out there.
Though. It was pretty funny.
Some Playboy bunny ears.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was covered in blood. It was great.
Oh, I wish I had pictures of that.
There's some footage on the line.
Yeah, we have
it
somewhere.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube if you search for it. Yeah, find it.
The Endless Battle from Chosen.
Now!
those fans that don't know or that are new fans and listening in, how did you guys decide on the name Chosen? Because it's such a great name for a metal band.
Well, thank you, first of all.
Instead of having a full sentence as your name, it's just Chosen. Why did you choose that?
Very long and drawn out process. Picking a name can be harder than picking a name for your child, says. So we just had our demos recorded. This is going back a while. And we knew we needed a name, and we were kind of avoiding it, putting it off, you know. So we just locked ourselves in a room for about 3 hours and just figured out.
Wouldn't leave.
Wouldn't leave, just looking through the dictionary and this and that.
Basically made a few lists, yeah.
Yeah.
We had decided that we wanted it to be kind of one name, a simple...
Yeah, not too
words. A simple English word that people, that you can remember. You don't have to look it up, or you don't have to, you know... You know, you just look at it and you can read it, and it's a word that's... common.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and memorable as well, obviously. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. As soon as I heard the name, it stuck with me. You guys have been together for like 4 years, is that right? About
2005.
2005, yeah. And you joined about a year ago. Mm-hmm. What have you learned about being in a band, being on the road, girls, living the rock star life?
Yeah, well, rock star life, you got to talk to Johnny. Yeah.
Johnny will feel this one.
When we came over to Vancouver, like we lived together. In the house for
all
a year, so
together?
Yeah, yes. Not all bands live together, so we've actually, like, you know, shared
that's
living
impressive.
Space, and that's made us tighter, and you know, you get to know people, and we all got to know Johnny a lot better that way. So that's kind of one of the bigger.
We pretty much moved over to Canada when myself and Dave arrived at first, and never met Johnny. Moved straight into his apartment, lived there for like 2 weeks.
One bedroom apartment. Yeah, put us in my
sardines.
It was a nice place though.
And you guys have moved out now. Was that hard? Did you have one final
bash?
No. We just teared all the stuff we could get out of the place and just took it off.
We did enjoy ourselves.
Should have been.
What is different about playing across the pond?
The one difference is actually in Canada is everyone brings their own backline, which has good reasons and bad reasons, so that was different for us. But we've actually enjoyed using our own backline at our gigs because we get to fully present our sound to everyone.
Every show we do.
We're going to miss that, I guess, when we go back to Ireland because it won't always be our backline. It'll have to be shared, so that's a big plus.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the attendances have been very, very good in Vancouver.
Attendance is great.
Yeah.
And people are more liable to get into it. Like, there's a lot more action in front of us here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I find the
metal
scene in Canada is so good right now.
Yeah, very tight. Yeah. Excellent. And everyone's very, very, you know, communicative after a gig. We'll talk to them. Say maybe because we're out of town, like we're Irish, that has something to do with it. But, you know, maybe at home.
Tourist attraction.
Just kind of give you a pat on the back, great gig, and they go. Whereas in Canada, they kind of, if they stick around, you're going to have up to a 20-30 minute conversation with some people.
Yeah.
It's great, you know.
Cool.
It's very, you feel very humbled by it.
Your debut album is, you're planning to record that in July, is that right?
Yeah,
at Komodo Studios. Do you plan on a fall Europe tour after it's all finished? And is a possible release date for your album in the fall? This year, 2009?
The tour is definitely going to be a necessity for promoting our album. It's the only thing we're lacking with this tour in Canada is an album. We're going to be in there for 5 weeks, so as soon as it gets done and it's ready to go, it should be released, you know, before the end of this year. Like, you know,
we don't have a total plan for a release date. So we've planned so much to get back there. We're relocating back, shipping gear back, touring the country, so... We just get to the studio and record it. We kind of take it from there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we obviously want it done as soon as possible, but I mean, we're not going to rush it to.
Right. It's a work of art, it's not.
And we're funding it ourselves.
It's like finance. It depends how well we do on this. We've saved a lot of money so far. But
so
if we do well on this tour,
we're pressing ourselves as well.
And we're going to spend a lot of time getting it out to the media before we actually release it as well. You know, we're going to do a lot of proper release, not just like release.
Christmas,
you
know. Who knows?
Well, it could be this year.
It'll, we're going to do our best to do it this year and like get it out this year.
Oh,
You'll
make it happen.
Yes.
All right. I was talking to you guys a little bit earlier about the tribute show you put on in Vancouver. Do you have plans to do such an event back in Ireland? Like a tribute to Death
definitely.
Or another band that you're so...
Absolutely. After the last time we played, we still have to do it again. You know?
Yeah.
Do you do any covers with them up there in your show at all, or just your stuff?
Well, now that we've learned all the symbolic album, I guess we can pull any of the songs off if we need to cover it at our own shows, but we wanted to do maybe 3 nights maybe, like that might be a bit ambitious, but like it was so successful because there's 3 big cities in Ireland, so we probably hit each of those
in a weekend.
And make a good run out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it would be a shame to have put all that work in and only play for one gig, right?
Oh, yeah.
We also did a tribute to Dimebag Darrell.
Oh, yeah.
We did,
I think everyone's done Pantera.
That was really fun, too. Vancouver, yeah.
Such a good band.
Yeah, great.
Another one from Chosen. This is Crooked Path.
Look at her, look at herself in the mirror. Does your conscience get the best of you? Can you really see step by your actions? Have you started believing your own I'm
Do you have a lot of material that you have ready to record? You have a lot of stuff that you've built up over the past year since you've pulled up in Vancouver and
you're
ready to go?
Pretty much wrote 5 brand new songs since we came here that will be on the album, and we're going to be using a mix of stuff that was written last year as well. So it's all recent stuff. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to pick from. We've been working very hard.
Yes. Do you think your stay in Canada and you coming into the band, do you think that all that is going to be a lot of input on the album? Have you drawn a lot of stuff that you're going to put in the album from your experience in
Canada? Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a major experience, so I mean, it's not going to hinder our songwriting process. It's going to help it if anything. You know, we can't stop writing songs at the moment because of, you know, when you do new things, you get so many things to experience, you experience different things, music just comes.
Just comes out of you.
Pours out of you, yeah.
But we also spend a year with no singer looking for, like, a vocalist. So, I mean, our time here technically has given us, like,
new life.
More drive than ever before. Like, we've always had a lot of drive, but, I mean, now that we've got Johnny and we love Johnny and everything couldn't be better, so we're ready to take on
Close
the world.
Ahead.
I mean,
yeah.
You know?
I can tell.
Yeah, and we play off each
so
other,
excited.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah, Johnny's churning out lyrics every 10 minutes and they're excellent, so, you know, it's going down well.
Shouldn't you reduce some lyrics by now, Johnny? Hold on, guys.
Over, Johnny. You want a few lines?
I find that Canadian metal is getting a lot more recognized and accepted around Canada and around, starting to come around the world, I guess, a little bit more. How do you think Chosen has fared among the metal scene in Canada with other metal bands?
Well, we've done very well. I mean, we were based in Vancouver for a year, so we can't really talk for the whole of Canada.
We're kind of like new fish, I guess, and we're, even that we're just passing through, but hopefully we'll make a good impression along the way. People will remember us.
We've had a lot of good feedback from a lot of other people in Canada because we did hire a publicist in Montreal who was helping us out here.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of promotion ourselves online, so a lot of people from the States and from all over the world, but particularly the States and mainland Europe, and we recently hit a lot of the Canadian cities with our own way of getting our band name out there. And we've got great feedback, especially for this tour, just contacting people individually, and everyone's, oh yeah, I come down to see your show, can't wait to see it. So, very good feedback. Yeah, no, it's good.
Awesome.
It's good to hear.
What newer bands do you feel that are breaking the mold and taking metal to new places? Not just Canadian, but any bands you guys have, discovered recently amongst yourselves?
Abriosis, good friends of ours, and a very good band. They're touring
next month
sure. Across Canada.
Abriosis.
Yeah, and
there's a Norwegian band as well called She Said Destroy.
Excellent band
as well. We've did once with them.
And they're actually releasing.
Two albums out,
and definitely worth checking them out as well. Not a lot of people know who they are.
No.
I can't think of any more off the top of my head.
We've been so immersed in our own music that we've kind of...
We've no money to buy new CDs.
I'm looking forward to bands.
That's the truth.
Distressence from Winnipeg.
Another good band?
Another good band I can't wait to play with.
Let's talk metalcore. What is metalcore to you?
Metalcore. It's another subgenre of metal.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what it is.
I know nothing about genres. We play heavy metal, that's it.
What do you think about the current state of music today? I find that changes need to be made the way music is released and how record labels operate. How do you think is the best way for actual change and progress to be made now that music is changing with downloading?
Well, it's all to do with technology, really, because that was the way music was able to get across the world, through recorded format. So it's always changed, and it's always going to change. I guess where it's headed, nobody can really guess. At the moment, people are putting theories out there, but my guess is as good as anyone's, and at the end of the day, it's the new generation who will kind of determine, because they're the young people that are on their computers and whatnot, so a trend will follow, it'll spread and grow, and it's kind of like a, I'll not say a bad thing, it's like a virus, it'll just have its own kind of pattern, it'll do its own thing, and pretty much you can jump on the bandwagon.
I think it's good in some ways because it separates the people that are in for just making money to people that actually love doing it, and pour their heart and soul into it, so... anybody can press an album nowadays and do it themselves, and
it's put power in musicians' hands in a way,
and it's good. It's taken away from the corporations and these
some of these people that just
have their hands in your pockets. And
they promise you the world, and like there's a very steep price. Whereas now musicians, I guess, are feeling more empowered, that they have more control over their own destiny, and they don't feel afraid to kind of go out there and do it themselves, because they think, well, you know, like, they don't have to answer to anyone but themselves. So
I think you get a better product in the end.
Yeah. It's not very hard. It's like going to a job where there's no boss, you know.
Yeah.
So do you think the internet has done more good or more bad for bands?
Definitely good.
Oh, more positive. Good. Like, yeah. We're, you know, we're for the internet, good, like, we wouldn't be probably here right now. Like, we wouldn't have met Johnny. It's just, there's nothing bad you can say about it.
Booked the majority of our tour through the internet.
Yeah,
The whole Canadian tour.
Definitely.
It's made it all easy to do from home.
Yeah.
And, like, back to your last question, I mean, it's taking power away from labels. You know, by yourself, you can take over the world now, you know?
And, absolutely.
And if it wasn't just takes money.
If it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't have came across Johnny.
No.
Or he wouldn't have came across us, you know?
It's so great.
Yeah.
Quartered from Chosen.
Easier questions for you now.
Okay. Were they supposed to be hard?
I get the that question.
These are the hard ones.
Yeah.
What do you think has been your most best experience so far individually? I'll answer individually.
To be honest, one of the best experiences was coming to Canada for, you know, this year. Like, it had its ups and downs, but the ups were far more in the majority. And just coming to do something here with a purpose, like, you know, like, you want to do something with your life, I'd recommend it to anybody to go and do some sort of an adventure. You don't have to go and live in another country, but do something that, you know, might be a little bit scary at first. You might have you know, you might be afraid that you're going to fail, but I'd say do it anyway because you learn something about yourself. So.
Pretty much, you know, similar to that, like moving to a different city and meeting new people and making new friends and going through the ups and downs, playing shows, finally completing the lineup of a band and being happy with it in the end, and getting to do a Canadian tour, pretty much it.
I'd have to say finding Johnny, our vocalist. Like I said, we were in limbo before. I came over here first, I got a job with him and got to know him, and you know, he worked out well.
So good.
And Johnny's the best thing that's happened to us in the last year or two, because he's, like I said, we're here right now because we met him.
Wouldn't be possible without him.
Oh, it's all because of you.
Well, my answer's the same, you know, the best thing is just meeting, you know, guys like, you know, great guys like these guys, and get along great, and to, you know, have the opportunity to tour Canada and see different places they've never seen, and I'm excited for them and for me to go to Europe for the first time and see another place. It's you know, it's exciting, you know. So,
it's all positive stuff.
And to write, you know, I have a great time writing the music with these guys. Yeah. So.
And the album too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys always been into harder music? What's something that you guys would listen to that would surprise us on Punk Radio Cast?
I like a little bit of Dead Can Dance. They wouldn't be anywhere near metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any kind of music, except country music and pop music, I'm good. Although 80s pop's very good.
I don't know.
Anything else good?
Would listening to Queen shock anybody if I said
that? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, one of the best singers in the world, so. Yeah.
It'd be more Ray outrageous.
Murphy. Yeah, yeah. No, Queen would be my answer.
Being that I play bass, I like kind of funk and rhythm and stuff. I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Patsy Cline. I like Patsy Cline. She's an amazing voice.
It's amazing. What are you guys going to miss about living in Canada? And what are you going to miss most, John, about being at home?
Well, I'm going to miss the scenery anyway. That's a big thing.
Vancouver's gorgeous.
I mean, we've only gotten to Calgary so far, but it's been like a trip along the way. Like, it's going to be a lot of good, just stuff we'd never get to see in Ireland, because it's just not the same. But yeah, and this kind of whole experience, like, it's coming to an end, because our little excursion away is just about to, it's back time to get back to, you know, back to Ireland again. I'll miss that the most.
Yeah, definitely the scenery in Vancouver. I'm looking forward to getting back to Ireland as well at the same time, you know, but I just miss the everyday thing of getting used to doing that I did in the last year. You know, you kind of get into a routine, but once you stop it, you start missing these little things. I won't really know what they are until I get to Ireland, but definitely the scenery is number one.
People for me, guys I worked with, made some good friends, those guys, Abriosis, I used to work with them every day. And
yeah.
I left a sister, my brother-in-law is there, and girlfriend, lots of people,
yep.
Surroundings, you know. I miss that.
Familiarity?
I don't mind losing familiarity,
no.
But I'm excited to do what we're doing, and I was very excited to come over, but, you know, people. Yeah. People are the hardest thing for me to leave.
Yeah, same with me. It's like family, friends. The Vancouver scene is very connected. I've been part of that scene here for about 7 years now, so I know all the bands and people down there and friends. And I'm just going to the Cobalt, you know, every weekend.
Yeah. The Cobalt, actually, definitely. We'll all miss the Cobalt.
Yeah, for sure.
If it all ended today, would you guys be satisfied with what you've accomplished so far?
Yes and no, because we're almost there. Like, if we get this tour under our belts, we get our album, and we tour Europe, and maybe a little small tour of the States, I'd die a happy man, but so far we've accomplished
a little bit more.
A little bit more, you know.
Yeah, I don't think, I wouldn't be happy. I have to do it. Do a lot more before.
Yeah.
I could die.
We're just getting hurt. We're just halfway up the stairs. We haven't
We're doing great.
On top.
But,
yeah,
there's a lot more.
You guys will have to come back and tour Canada once the album's
sure.
out, and
definitely
come back again for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Come to Calgary and play with some awesome metal bands.
Yeah.
Yes,
Wicked Town up here.
Oh man, I love it. Any last words for Punk Radio Cast?
Thanks for listening to it. If you sat through it.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Listen to your music.
Yeah. And come out to the show wherever you are, if you're near us, whatever.
And you can keep track of us. We have a website. It's www.chosen.ie. So.
.ie. And you have a MySpace page as well.
That's right.
/chosenmetal.
Chosen band?
Chosen metal.
Metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much, you guys.
Thanks
it's a pleasure.
Thanks
a million.
We're going to wrap this volume up with one more track from Chosen. Stay tuned to The Grind's MySpace page, Facebook, and punkradiocast.com to find out when the next volume of The Grind will be coming your way. This is Chosen with Cedar Falls. Have a good weekend, everyone.